here. We'll get out of here right now. On that note, thank you for listening. Keep on listening to WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bone-chilling cold and heavy snow are snarling travel across the country in the lead-up to Christmas. We begin with the dicey drive. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Driving on roads in the Midwest is going to be nearly impossible as we go into the afternoon and evening. Blizzard warnings will come into effect in portions of Indiana and Michigan. You've got winds gusting 40 to 60 miles an hour, so you're bringing visibility to near zero.
There are now more than 1,500 flight cancellations in the U.S. today, many at Chicago's O'Hare.
Carolyn Johnson is part of a group of nine that's traveling together, and it's been nail-biting time.
My original flight was canceled, and so right now we're just standby passengers. And but we have a cruise to get to Friday, so we're trying everything we can.
Savannah Perkins was in a great mood. Her flight to Jamaica was on, and before the snowstorm is over here, she'll be taking it easy.
You guys being stuck in the house and I'm on the beach.
Bernie Tafoya for CBS News, Chicago.
A day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky flew to Washington to address a joint session of Congress, we are just learning the U.S. Treasury has issued fresh sanctions against Russia. Zelensky urged lawmakers to continue sending aid and weaponry to his country. Crypto fraud king Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to make his first court appearance in the U.S. today. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams is urging others involved in FTX scheme to come forward.
If you participated in misconduct at FTX or Alameda, now is the time to get ahead of it. We are moving quickly, and our patience is not eternal.
Bankman-Fried's ex-girlfriend and ex-FTX co-founder are already cooperating with investigators. The CDC is predicting an uptick in serious COVID cases. It's forecasting the pace of new hospital admissions and deaths will likely increase over the next 4 weeks. Life expectancy in the U.S. fell again last year to the lowest level since 1996, correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
COVID-19 and opioid overdoses drove the numbers higher. COVID was the third leading cause of death for a second straight year in 2021 after cancer and heart disease. And overdose deaths have risen fivefold over the past two decades. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death.
Governments tweak the numbers on economic growth. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
With this latest upward revision, GDP expanded by an annualized 3.2% rate in the recent third quarter. That's not consistent with the notion of a recession, but many economists and business leaders believe the risks of a recession are...
This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The courthouse will be closed in Wood County on Friday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 26th. The county offices will be closed in Adams County on Friday, December 23rd and Monday, December 26th. The Port Edwards alumni basketball game, scheduled for tonight, December 22nd, has been canceled. No word yet on when it will be rescheduled. Portage County has opened a number of warming sites ahead of the dangerously low temperatures forecast for the next few days. Locations include Portage County Humane and Health Services, the Portage County Public Library and Sheriff's Department, the Salvation Army, Frame Memorial Presbyterian Church, the Jensen Community Center, Rosholt Public Library, Village of Almond Municipal Center, and Village of Plover Municipal Center. If you are in need of overnight accommodations, please contact the Portage County Public Health Division's Emergency Services, the Sheriff's Office, or United Way's 211. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs around 9 above this afternoon under overcast skies with snow likely. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight 7 below, cloudy. High of 1 tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 1 below.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! We are recording live from WFHR. Jane, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. And it's good to hear you because we are not in the same location. We are... The advances in technology. I am up in Wisconsin Rapids enjoying the winter wonderland that is this whole area. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't know. How are things faring down there, Jane?
We have really light snow right now, so there's not too much going on. But apparently a little later this afternoon is when that first big burst is going to come through. And I don't know. I think it was in Wyoming. It dropped 25 degrees in 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. So,
wow, yeah. That is a flash freeze,
yeah.
I would think. Is that the technical term for that?
They're calling it a bomb cyclone.
Gosh.
Meteorologists.
Well, meteorologists.
They have meetings. What should we call this?
They have to have a creative outlet somewhere, and it happens to be in how they name things.
Well, now, you guys drove up to Rapids last night. How were the roads when you left?
Totally fine. We left around 4:30. Traffic actually wasn't that bad. Roads weren't that bad. The only thing, you had to drive in the dark because yesterday was the shortest day of the year.
Right.
But besides that, it was totally fine. And so by the time we got to my parents' house in Rapids, it certainly started to snow. And I think really up here, there's only about 3 inches. Everything's we already had a lot more snow than we had in Milwaukee, Waukesha area. But hopefully, fingers crossed, everyone's staying safe. Everyone has changed their plans accordingly. Joke's on us if this whole thing ends up being just a light dusting. But at least it'll be pretty.
It will be atmospheric for Christmas, that's for sure. Although it's going to stay bitterly cold even through Christmas morning. I think those wind chills like 10 to 25 below zero. So Santa's going to have to do some bundling, but he'll be fine.
Did you... whether any of the crazy lines at Costco or Woodman's or any of all the people who are doing their preparations to hunker down?
I went on Tuesday and it was nutso on Tuesday.
So, okay.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be because we have the combo of the holiday and then the winter, you know, snowmageddon where we may never have milk again. And so, yeah, it's if you have to do some running to the store today, you better get it out of the way.
You're here. Well, my mom already took care of that.
So
the benefits of being an adult child is still having your mother want to take care of everything. All right. We have a great show today. I'm very excited about the guests that we have coming up. But we're going to start with a lead story. But when we come back at 11:30, It's Thursday, so Dr. Mike is going to fix your life and your lineup, but it's the holiday edition. So we have some questions about handling trying to be sober for the first time at Christmas, trying to handle grief during the holidays, or maybe just trying to handle obnoxious family members. And so Dr. Mike will be here to answer those questions and help me, because I made it to the playoffs in my fantasy lineup. So he'll give me some... I am.
Wow.
So he will give you some pointers on how to go into week two of that. And then at 12, President Morna Foy, who is the Wisconsin Technical College System president, she's going to join us because a couple weeks back we talked about the increased enrollment rates at the in the technical system, the technical college system in Wisconsin. So we wanted to get her on the phone to see, hear a little bit more about what's working, what's not working, and what role the technical college system will play in higher education. And is it a bigger role than it's played in the past? Then we'll have some more headlines after Morna leaves us. And then I'm really excited for this. Rob Perro, who is the owner of the first Native-owned CBD company in Wisconsin, but he also started a new organization called Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association, which is a national organization that is lobbying advocacy as far as different Indigenous groups and different tribes across the nation and how they can get into cannabis, CBD, hemp, and make businesses out of that. So I'm really excited to hear kind of his experience with that and the importance of empowering different groups of how they can benefit on something that it feels inevitable as far as eventually this is going to be legal. Whether or not Wisconsin legalizes this before we do federally, anybody's call. And then at the end of the show, Wisconsin Beer Baron is back. Chris Drosner will be here to talk about different holiday brews, special edition, and also a reminder that breweries in the slow months post-holidays could definitely use your support. And so he will be here to end out the show. And I'm really excited. It's a good lineup. And so as always, you can join the conversation 844-967-2789. But I figured, you know, this happened on Tuesday, but it still isn't done. So it's still news. But the lead story I wanted to talk about today is not Zelensky going to Congress yesterday, though that I think probably was the biggest story I saw as far as everyone covering what he said, how Congress reacted, the thunderous applause. But what I really want to talk about is the spending bill, because you don't have to feel bad about how much you spent in the holidays, because our Congress is about to spend a lot. And it's not passed yet, unless I missed something, but on They better get going
because
on
my Twitter feed, I just saw about an hour ago that some GOP senator mentioned to a journalist, yeah, maybe we should have started this sooner because they're going to end up having all their flights canceled if they wait too much longer.
That is a good point. That is a real, I didn't even think about them trying to get home. But basically, so they have to pass this in order to keep the government open. They have to pass the spending bill by tomorrow. I mean, by the 24th, I guess. And so it's like midnight on Friday. But on Tuesday, they unveiled a $1.7 trillion spending bill. Trillion with a T. And it needs to pass both chambers before the current budget expires at the end of the week. But if it fails to pass the Senate, Republicans did say that they will support a placeholder measure to avoid a partial government shutdown. I just figured, you know, these are fat bills. I don't know what the page count is right now on this one, but there's a lot in there. This is a lot of negotiation, and it's not just spending. So I thought we'd spend a little time this segment. Maybe it bleeds into next segment. Just kind of the things I picked out as far as being important to know what's in it and also what's not in it. And so most of this is defense. So $858 billion is for the military.
Which is more, that's more than they asked for.
Well, it's also a 10% bump from the current level. I don't know if that's also part of the money that's different than the money that's going to Ukraine. This is why all of this is very complicated. But then also domestic spending, not including money that goes to veterans, is going to go up less than the inflation rate to $772 billion. It's funny because as I was trying to prep for this segment and pull these numbers out, I'm so not a numbers person that reading the numbers is just like feels so abstract. Where I'm like, how much is that?
How many zeros are we talking?
It's hard to even picture that much money. But there is going to be $119 billion for veteran health care, which is a 22% increase. There's $45 billion is going to go to Ukraine, which is more than Biden asked for. There's money for storm and wildlife relief. There's money for low-income households to deal with heating costs. That's about $5 billion. And then $1 billion to strengthen Puerto Rico's energy grid. So there's stuff. But it's also the things that don't feel like they necessarily have to do with spending that got snuck into this. Snuck is maybe not the right word. But they're in there. And it feels like it doesn't have anything to do with spending. But here we go. The first one is the TikTok ban. So that's the TikTok ban, not for all, like you and I, Jane, I know you're on there, you're a voyeur. You're not making TikTok. You're
exactly.
Not someday I may get you to do a dance though. The same thing that Republicans in Wisconsin requested of Tony Evers, which was to ban having TikTok on any state agency phones. They snuck that into, they put that into this bill so that any government devices can't have TikTok on. So that's in this. There's an earlier end to COVID rules is going to be part of this bill. So bill, it's a bipartisan deal to end COVID era Medicaid policy that gave states more funding and barred them from kicking people off federally funded insurance. So that's part of this. And the Electoral Count Reform Act is in here. So it's basically the trying to prevent January 6th from happening again. And it basically clarifies that Congress has no say in whether to ratify the Electoral College votes. And then it's the VP's job to simply count them publicly. And so this would make it significantly more difficult for lawmakers to challenge presidential election results. But this is maybe my favorite. At the urging of Maine's lobster industry, the bill also includes a provision to delay restrictions on nets for lobster fishing that are intended to protect endangered North Atlantic right whales. Feels very specific and random to be in our government. Like, let's keep the government open, but make sure the lobster thing's in there too.
It's priorities, Kristen.
It is priorities. And so I don't have a strong opinion on this as far as what should or shouldn't. I think it's kind of similar to what a lot of people always say as far as what's actually in bills once they get through Congress and the amount of negotiation of what gets in and what doesn't get in feels like, why can't they just be leaner? Maybe someone can tell me why they can't be leaner, because that's kind of where I stand on this, is that similar to the health insurance programs where you have to have a law degree to understand what's all in this bill. But when we come back for the break, I'm also interested in just highlighting what didn't make it in, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's legislation that will move forward on its own. I don't know. But for now, as always, you can join us on the phone or via text 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Quality Foods puts you first. No self-checkouts here. Get the groceries you want, bagged, and loaded in your car if you'd like. That's quality service from real people you can expect. Delivery and pickup are available at West Grand. Visit QualityFoodsWisRapids.com. Or if you can't order online, just call West Grand and they'll take it. Don't forget the deli for delicious meats, cheese, salads, and complete hot and cold meals. Quality Foods, West Grand and Baker Drive. Locally owned and putting you and the community first.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. WAUK, 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, reporting live from Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR. Always love being up to be up here with some of our other colleagues in the Civic Media Network. And a reminder, if you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify. And you can always join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We are talking about the $1.7 trillion spending proposal that hopefully they get done today or tomorrow, if they potentially have to get stuck. I guess that's a good question. I feel like part of the job is if you get stuck in D.C. doing your job and you can't make it home, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
Yeah, I don't think the senators kind of feel the same way.
Apparently, well, of course they don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, like, it's the job. It's what the job description is. It's like, it's more important for you to make sure the government doesn't shut down than for you to be with your kids. I'm sorry if that sounds really harsh.
Boy, you're a tough taskmaster. I just
have a different job then. Don't be a senator.
It's like you actually expect them to serve their constituents. What's wrong with you? I mean, yesterday, Chuck Grassley apparently had a note on his desk that said, just a reminder, we need to get this done. A bunch of us have flights to catch.
So yeah, I think that was the interesting thing. And again, I didn't see it feel like, from what I read, there was anything earth-shattering around Zelensky's address to Congress yesterday. It was the first time he was on U.S. soil. My brother noted, he's like, I couldn't wear a suit. I was like, I don't think that's his, like, vibe anymore.
They're in the middle of a war, for heaven's sakes. I heard that criticism, too, from some of the right-wing broadcasters. Are you kidding me?
Anyways, I just feel like, was it necessary to do that before? Was, like, that address part of getting this bill done? Or could they have done it separately? Because that feels like a day wasted that they could have gotten this done otherwise, unless I'm not understanding how the two correlated. But
what confuses me is that they all behave like this is all a complete surprise to them. It's not like four people just wrote this up on Monday. This is an ongoing, long process, and
happens every year. It feels like this happens every year.
It's an amazing thing, and yet they're all, well, I didn't have a chance to read it. Well, what have you been doing?
Well, so speaking, going back to some of the things that were left on the cutting room floor for this very big bill that you may have opinions on. I am just presenting as facts. One is the very popular extension of the Enhanced Child Tax Credit that was pushed by Democrats is not going to be in this bill. Biden wanted $9 billion to help combat the COVID pandemic and address emergency needs, but Republicans never wanted to provide any cash. So additional pandemic aid, or at least that money, is not in this bill. Part of this was also someone was, I don't know who was trying to put this in there, but the Safe Banking Act, so all caps SAFE, which would have given cannabis industry companies increased access to financial services, but that is not going to be in this bill because, as you know, I mean, for people who are unfamiliar, any states that have companies that are selling cannabis, they basically can't put their money in federal banks. And so I think it's a lot of getting paid in cash. And I don't even know what they end up doing. Is it just like local community banks that are not, don't have like a federal charge? Or like, I don't even know how you manage your books as a cannabis company. You can't have your money in the bank.
Well, exactly. And I would think that this would lead to lots of opportunities for hanky panky.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was also a bipartisan agreement to narrow the sentencing disparities between crack and powder cocaine. And that was at one point potentially going to be in the bill. It's now been booted out. But that feels like something that should still move forward since those, there's both drugs, they're both illegal drugs. And there's, feels like there's some baked in racism there of why one has a harsher sentence than the other. And then finally, because of course I would highlight this one, this bill will not be helping pregnant workers. Legislation that would expand protections for pregnant workers called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act got left out of the bill after being stalled in the Senate for months, despite support from groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the ACLU, and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. But, you know.
Come on, ladies.
No, tough leave. No fairness.
Come on. Women used to give birth in fields and then go back and pick more fruit. I don't know.
You're fine.
You're fine. Come on.
So, yeah. So, less of a strong stance on any of this, but just figured it was worth trying to summarize what will be in this bill if they get it done, what could have been the bill but was negotiated out. And if you have thoughts on that, if you have strong feelings on what is or is not in this bill, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And that's, do you have any closing thoughts on that, Jane?
I want to wish them all a really mediocre Christmas.
All of them. All right. Well, we are going to go take a break. But when we come back, Dr. Mike will be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have any specific holiday questions, we are having a theme today. And as I said before, we're going to be talking about, we have some questions already about handling being sober during the holidays, handling grief if you are going through a hard time during the holidays, or just handling obnoxious family members, because I'm very grateful that I don't have that obstacle, but I know plenty of people do. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
The Shaw 101 FM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game, they are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Renaissance Learning, Inc. seeks a data scientist level 2 in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, to perform descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. 100% telecommuting is permitted. Annual salary $82,200 to $123,400. Requires a master's degree in business intelligence and analytics, statistics, applied mathematics, or related field, plus 1 year experience in predictive modeling and analytics, and working with unconventional data sources. Experience must include 1 year experience with each of the following: performing database queries using SQL and visualization tools, including Tableau, using data exploration to generate insights, transferring solutions to business stakeholders for successful adoption and value realization, performing data analysis using statistical programming language R or Python, and supervised learning algorithms for predictive models, including regression decision tree or KNN. Submit resume to lynda.nguyen@renaissance.com, reference code 033.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The UW Richland Center campus is being forced to close at the end of the spring semester in 2023. The UW system cites low enrollment and financial pressures. Community members and others say this is misleading and that UW-Platteville mismanaged the campus. Former high school students say there was little to no recruitment and they were directed to apply at UW-Platteville, not the branch campuses. UW-Platteville repeatedly rejected the offer from UW-Richland's private foundation to pay for a dedicated campus recruiter. The UW system is now focusing on transitioning students, faculty, and staff to other campuses. UW-Platteville will absorb UW-Richland's budget. UW President Jay Rothman has asked the campus to transition to adult learning or online classes. This will put a huge financial burden on the county to maintain the buildings without much support from the UW system. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs around 9 above this afternoon under overcast skies with snow likely. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight 7 below, cloudy. High of 1 tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 1 below.
If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast on asgoeswisconsin.com or Apple or Stitcher. But it is that time of the week. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here to answer your questions about your life and your fantasy football lineup. If this is the first time you're listening to this segment, let me tell you, he works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and in the Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. He, for the last 16 15 weeks has been helping us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also loves to help people make free, easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel. So he helps us do a little over-under and different games for that. And he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you both. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. How are you?
We're doing great. Is Colorado going to get hit by this storm?
Yeah, we got smashed last night.
Yeah.
We were going into bed and like, all right, let's close the blinds. And it was like, a horror show. It was wild. So actually, I'm saying farewell to you all in about 30 minutes. And we're immediately taking a car and going to the airport and hoping that our flight is not canceled. As of right now, it says on time. But keep us in your thoughts and prayers, Wisconsin, will you? And we're doing our best to get out of here. So we're going to a warmer, greener pastures in Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. So hopefully we make it there. Otherwise, I'll be right here where you're looking.
Otherwise, you'll be back. You'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah. We're really hoping is that the Amex Lounge lets us in, because that's our happy place. So if we get in, they can't kick you out. Right. So if the flight's delayed, you get to stay. But if your flight's like canceled, you can't get in. So we just want to get in the lounge. And then we're going to be like what was that? The Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal, where he kind of like lives at the airport. That's up to the Amex Lounge for the next week. And I couldn't be more thrilled about it.
All right. Well, speaking of Christmas, I thought we would do a little bit of a theme today, since it is the holidays. You will be back next Thursday. But as far as leading up to this weekend with Christmas, and also all the other holidays that are celebrated around this time of year. And it's not always the easiest time, as much as the Hallmark movies and the ethos is joy and happiness and thoughtfulness and giving. It's a hard time of year for a lot of people. And so kind of wanted to have a couple different questions that have been submitted that tackle some of the different hard parts of the holidays. And so this first one is about family. Dr. Mike, with the holidays approaching, I am starting to become anxious. I have a family member who ruins every holiday she doesn't have control over. He excludes some family members. My children and grandchildren don't like to associate with her, but attend holiday events at her home to keep the peace. If I host the holiday, everyone is included, but I'm getting older, and even with my children's help, it's difficult for me. My husband and I have thought about going on vacation just to get away from this particular relative, but then we don't get to spend the holidays with the rest of our large extended family. This woman has ruined our holidays for almost 40 years. Sheesh. I can't take it anymore. Please tell me what to do.
Oh, man. You know, as Kristen said in my intro, working less and less as a psychologist, you know, I'm working more and more as a executive coach, career coach, which a lot of times ends up being a lot of light stuff, right? People say, I want to go do this thing, or, you know, change my job, or sell my business, or do whatever, because I want to spend more time with my kids, because I want to have a better relationship with my wife or husband or whatnot. It ends up becoming a lot of quote unquote life coaching, which I know has got a bad stigma, but it becomes an umbrella term. And so the thing with being a licensed psychologist is they're not usually going to tell you what you should do. I love when people end their blurb like they had sent to you, what should I do? Because I'm not speaking to you as a licensed psychologist right now, am I? I'm speaking to you as a coach. You know what I think you should do? Tell this lady to go. I'm not gonna cuss on air, Jane. Don't worry about it. But you know, you want to go on vacation? Go on vacation. And you invite a couple of the family members who you like to come with you, right? If you throw a party, it's been 40 years she's been ruining it, you can ruin one for her and don't invite her. Maybe you're just catching me in a spicy mood right before I'm going on vacation and I've had a little bit too much coffee today, but I'm saying what I mean and I mean what I say. Forget it. It's called a holiday. You know, like in the UK, they call it holiday. Like, I'm going on a holiday. And it usually means I'm going to like Ibiza, or I'm going to like South America, and it's going to be fantastic. And they say holiday like this because they have a good time. We go, I'm going on Christmas vacation. Great. Have you seen that movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? It's a nightmare. Nobody wants to do that, right? So either host who you want to host at your house or go somewhere. And I know this is going into a totally other segment that we can have in the new year, but I'm really fascinated with the idea of guilt. And what I'm hearing here, what I'm reading between the lines, is this person feels a little guilty, right? When somebody comes, when I host, everyone's invited. I don't want to go on vacation because I don't want to not spend time with family who I actually love. My unsolicited advice to you is to drop the guilt, do what you actually want to do with your holiday, right? Jane, you're married to somebody from the UK. If I'm correct, they know how to let loose. They know how to turn off. They know how to say when I'm off, I'm off. Don't text me. Don't email me. Leave me alone. Am I wrong about that, Jane?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's a much more European attitude too, Dr. Mike, about I'm on vacation. I'm on holiday. It means I'm not here. And I don't exist now for the next week.
That's right. I can't tell you how many people I talk to the first week back after the new year. It's January 3rd or something. And I say, hey, how was it? How was your break? And all of them, sorry, 80% of them say, I'm more tired than I was at work. I wish I just worked. That was worse, right? I had to travel. The flights were canceled. I finally get there. My mother-in-law says, why are you late? Then the mean aunt who's been ruining my life for 40 years, ruined my life for a 41st year. And I say, what? Spend thousands of dollars to come out the country to meet you jerk? And then like not have fun for the 100th time in a row? Look, it's they want control when they're hosting. You take control when you're hosting. Invite who you actually want to invite or go to Hawaii or something and enjoy yourself. That's my advice.
So I just want to have a follow-up question because I have had multiple people and that I've tried to counsel. I don't have a PhD in this, but I do my best. That this idea, partially from this question of keeping the peace mm-hmm. and what is the with family, sometimes immediate family, sometimes extended family, you know, the balance between having boundaries mm-hmm. and keeping the peace for everyone's sake. Mm-hmm. And what advice do you have for people who feel like they're constantly being the bigger person or they're being asked to be the bigger person? Because that's just how mom is. That's just how mm-hmm. my sister is. Like, just like, can't you just, yeah. and like the, it falls on certain personality types to just get over it or not hold that boundary. Because the other one's always difficult, and that's just how they are, and we've all accepted that that's how they are.
Right. two parts of that. One is that I was raised Roman Catholic, and what we do is that we take a lot of stuff that we don't like, and we listen to it, and we bottle all down, and then we die of a heart attack at 44 years old. That's kind of our thing, right? So if you want to have that, knock yourself out, keep the peace, and then, you know, you'll be 6 feet under and it'll be very peaceful for you for a very long time. Your other option is to once in a while show people what you actually want to do and who you actually are. You don't need to be a jerk. You don't need to call this person and say, you're uninvited and you're out of the family and I hate you. I'm not saying that, but keep the peace within inside you. How about that, Kristen? You know, as opposed to trying to make everybody else happy. It's your holiday too. And if this, I don't know if this person, if they have a spouse or if they have kids or other things too, it's like, do you really want them to associate the holidays with you being stressed forever? Maybe when they grow up, they're not going to want to come to your house because you're so stressed. And because, you've created this idea that whatever you celebrate, Christmas or whatnot, is a hard, stressful, nightmare time, and that they would rather go to Hawaii without you, right? You don't want to do that. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe a lot of weeks ago. Time has been strange this year. About the idea of, I think somebody was talking about it at work, saying that my boss doesn't respect me or my coworkers don't respect my time or whatnot. And we had this idea of we all train or teach people how to treat us. We really, really do. So the longer that you keep the peace, quote unquote, the longer that you just bottle it up and that you are the bigger person, the more they're going to require you to do that, right? That nothing's going to change there. So if you want people to treat you differently, then start showing them that, hey, you know, like, yeah, I'll do two or three years in a row at this place, but then we're going to go on vacation. We're going to go someplace warm. We're going to go have we want to have this Christmas at the Vatican. Maybe we want to have this one, you know, in Scottsdale and get a little tan, come back feeling good with our vitamin D. Maybe we want to do that. It will come and keep the peace every couple of years, right? But look, you're not going to be nominated for sainthood because you put up with a jerk aunt for 40 years. You know, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have bad blood pressure and a lot of resentment in your life. And if you think that the people around you don't understand that, that they don't pick up on that, and that it doesn't affect your relationship with people who aren't her, you're wrong. So do what you can do for yourself. And you know, to Jane's point about the UK, you know, situation, they go on holiday, they check out, you know, treat yourself to that once in a while and keep the peace in your most immediate circle.
All right. So this next one, I think is probably a lot of people have to deal with this, but trying to stay sober during the holidays. Dr. Mike, I'm a 32-year-old single female alcoholic and addict. I think I'm dreading Christmas for a few reasons. Last year, I got a DWI right before Christmas, and because of money and humiliation and COVID, I didn't fly home for Christmas. My family knows about the DWI, and they know I went to rehab this summer. They've been supportive for the most part, but I haven't seen them since going to rehab, and the last time I did see them, it was awkward. I have a lot of anxiety around seeing extended family more than my immediate family. I don't want to have to explain myself or talk about it with them. I'm just not ready to. Also, my family is a big wine family, and I know it will be weird to be the only one not imbibing. Where I live, I have a pretty good support system. I'm scared about being away and feeling alone. It's also my first Christmas with the family since breaking up with my boyfriend of 4 years. Do you think it's a bad idea for me to go? I don't know if I should come up with an excuse or suck it up. I love them and miss them, but it's giving me so much anxiety.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I promise I'm not punting this question. I'm going to say this part, and then I'll answer it. My first response to that is, if you have been in rehab, and if you are still, you know, part of a community that's supportive, I don't know if AA or something like that's involved, my first piece of advice is lean on those people. I'm going to give you my response to it, but don't lean on me or anybody else. Lean on the people who've like been with you from the beginning of this recovery. They know you, and they probably know via you. They know your family, right? And so I'm getting a snapshot right now, and I don't want to tell anybody to live your life based on a snapshot, especially when addiction is involved. So that would be my first piece of advice. Talk to your sponsor, talk to your therapist or counselor, talk to your very best friends who have been with you from day one around that. They know way more than I do about you and your family, okay? Secondly, I would say, you know that phrase, meet people where they are, right? Somebody's not ready for something, don't push them into something. Like, be, you know, thinking about that. I really like that piece of advice in general, but I also like it when we turn it on ourselves. Let's listen to ourselves and meet us where we are, right? If you really in your heart of hearts feel that you're not ready, you know, I don't advise lying to folks, but fine, make up an excuse if you have to, or say that you're not ready, right? On the one hand, I think if you want your family to be more supportive of you, and they're kind of a wine family, and you want them to be more supportive and not ask questions and make it awkward or talk about your breakup, then one thing we can do is we can give our families an opportunity to be somebody different, right? How great, let's go do that. But on the other hand, if it's going to ruin your holiday, like we just talked about in the last story, mm-hmm. It's your holiday, and if you know you can have support elsewhere and you really don't feel ready for that, I might pay attention to that and say, I'll go there maybe next year when I'm feeling a little bit more ready. You sound a little raw and vulnerable, and I would pay attention to that.
All right. Very good advice. Well, there's more where that came from. If you have any questions, 844-967-2789, because Dr. Michael McCutcheon will still be here when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. This is As Goes.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost to that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Personal foul, 69. Offense, he was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
So live your life. You steady dressing up that car, just live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. This is the continuation of our weekly segment with Dr. Mike, who fixes your life and your lineup. And he had a costume change during the break. You're looking very festive. Are you going to wear that to the airport?
Well, that's a great idea. Maybe I will. I think that sounds great. I'm channeling my inner Jane here with the festivity. Thank you, Jane, for the inspiration. Yeah, it's like I told you, I'm on vacation in 9 minutes.
Minutes. Jane wore, I'm the only one who left out. I'm still holding out that we're going to be able to have a live show tomorrow. There's a chance people can't get to the studio that we may have to do a rerun, but we're hoping to be able to still do a live show. I have lots of Christmas-themed nerd things for tomorrow as far as the, when did NORAD start following Santa and like a bunch of history stuff that I'm excited to do tomorrow. But I think Jane hedged her bets and she wore her festive gear today. So I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling about getting in tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Wait and see. All right. So we don't have to really change anything, but just a quick proud moment that I am in the final. I'm in the playoffs for my team. So we're very excited about that. I won last week. And so we will see how this week goes. But
yeah, you've only lost it once or twice.
And most of those times it was because of Michael Sampson. So we will blame, if I don't win the whole league, we'll just blame him.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't have a specific question from a listener for this one, but I think it's an important topic to at least get some general tips or advice on. You know, last week, I think I said on air before we got COVID, I lost my cousin. I have a loved one in the hospital who will be in the hospital over Christmas. And for a lot of people, it's even for people who it's not a recent death. It's because grief's not linear. Holidays are always hard because you still miss your mom who died 10 years ago or your child who died unexpectedly. And so what advice do you have for people as they who don't necessarily love the holidays because it's a reminder of either people who've passed or relationships that are gone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say your cousin Corbin was the best, and he was truly a unique person. And the phrase one of one really applied to him. He was really, really great, and he really, really lived his life. And I'm really happy and honored that I got to know him when I did, and he's really, really great, and he will be missed. And but on the larger question, you know, I think we all have to think about grief in general, like, you know, in our own ways, right? You know, some people like to celebrate someone's life, and some people really feel that they need to mourn for a while, and that's okay. And however you mourn is sort of up to you. I think as far as trying to enjoy the holidays via the grief, I think that's kind of what we're asking here. How can I get through the holidays and still enjoy time with those who are with us without having that be a pall over the whole situation, right? That's the tough thing, especially when there are little ones around, right? They would be talking about the miracle of Christmas and you think, you know, I lost my father when I was young during this time. How can I possibly be joyous, right? I just think it's about our work around Christmas time or holiday time and the other months of the year. So, you know, maybe we'll do a resolutions conversation next week or the week after, but that might be one for you to sort of think about in 2023, right? How can I, you know, really process this morning? Does it mean counseling? Does it mean meditation? Does it mean prayer? Does it mean journaling, right? Does it mean having conversations with people who are close to me and making sure that we're also creating space for that. I think if you are on the celebration side, let them be a part of it, right? You know, think about, you know, show photos of your loved one to the people around you. Talk about this and make it feel like it's not something that's, you know, solely a loss. It absolutely is a loss. But one way that I try to think about grief is we are actually very lucky to be able to grieve. We should feel grateful that we ever cared about somebody and loved somebody enough that we feel grief a day later, a year later, decades later. We loved that strongly. They influenced our lives and the people around us, you know, that significantly that their loss is actually meaningful to us. What a beautiful thing, right? And sort of lean into that, right? So yes, on the one hand, miss them, grieve them, wish they were here, and also try to be grateful that you had them and celebrate the fact that you did, and maybe even share that with the people who are close to you.
That was a very good answer, Dr. Mike. All right. Well, let's end on a high note. Let's end on a fun note, because obviously there's a lot of football that is still happening this weekend. So let's make some free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. So first scenario, Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. Please give us a sponsorship. Sounds like a dud, but it actually has huge playoff implications. The New York Jets host the Jacksonville Jaguars, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. What is the best bet in this game?
This is such an interesting game. If you just think about these two crappy organizations, why would I watch this? But first of all, these two quarterbacks were drafted last year, about a year and a half ago. Number one, Trevor Lawrence, and number two, Zach Wilson, the very embroiled Zach Wilson. If you've not followed Zach Wilson's timeline the last year and a half, Jane, I know you haven't. It's worth a Google. It's Z-A-C-H Wilson. Jane, I'm telling you right now, it's really worth it. This man has been accused of being a bad teammate and was never a captain on his college football team. He's been accused of breaking up with his girlfriend to sleep with his mom's best friend. And this year, he lost his starting. Jane, this is a soap opera. Great. This year, he lost his starting role to somebody who's never been a starter in the league, and everybody was celebrating it. So it's wild stuff in addition to the game. What's the best bet, though? You want some free money? I just checked on DraftKings about an hour ago, and Zach Wilson is supposed to get 0.5 touchdowns, which means, do you think he'll get zero touchdowns, or do you think he'll get one or more, right? Smash the over on this. Take over.
I'm about to be on an interview, so what's up?
Oh, shit. Nothing important. I just want to tell you something.
That's our next guest. We can hear you. And so,
smash the over on Zach Wilson touchdowns, especially because the Jets are favored to win this game. They're favored to win, so they got to score some touchdowns. Zach Wilson's obviously going to score a touchdown in this game, even though he's saying, Jane, Google him. You'll love it.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to let you go. We're going to move on. And so we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Dr. Mike, love you so much. Have a very happy, Merry Christmas. I hope your flight is not canceled. Otherwise, bring a Snuggie for the Amex Lounge.
That's right. I'll see you all next week. And Merry Christmas to you both.
All right. When we come back, we will have the news and Wisconsin College System President Morna Foy.
Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose any...
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation. I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.